I'm Holly from Only a Pavement Away, the charity that supports people looking to rebuild their lives through employment opportunities in hospitality. Welcome back to our podcast series. Today we are shining a spotlight on learning and development, and I'm joined by our L&D coach Lena and also a candidate of ours, Jamila. So guys, welcome, and let's get straight into it. Lena, to kick us off, can you start by introducing yourself and also just telling us a little bit about your role at Only a Pavement Away?
Of course. Hi, everyone. My name is Lena. I'm a positive psychologist and I am the learning and development coach at Only a Pavement Away. So what I do is the focus of my role is working with the inner work of our candidates. So that inner work that has to happen maybe before they are ready to get into employment. So as you all know, our charity supports people facing different life circumstances. It can be homelessness, it can be mental health challenges, it can be prison history. So they might need some support before they get into employment. So what it looks like is we focus on two main things: interview preparation and confidence. And we do this via two routes, like we like to call it, in our one-to-ones. So in our interview route, what we do is, or what I do, is I work in an individual setting with our candidates, and we work in terms of how to communicate their experience, how to share their stories, and how to really feel motivated and that they deserve to be in that room with them. And then there is the confidence route, that is where maybe there are candidates that they have so much experience, so many skills, but they might maybe freeze when they are in the interview room, or maybe they don't necessarily feel that they are good enough for the opportunities that they have. So what we do in those spaces with these candidates is that we take a little bit more time and we go through emotional regulation. We talk about maybe that inner critic voice that so many of us have. And we kind of like learn how to see those thoughts kind of like clouds, I like to say to my candidates, and learn how to not engage with those and engage with the ones that are more useful and more productive to get the opportunity that you deserve. So that's what I do in our one-to-ones. Basically, that's the 50% of my time, or I say a little bit more. And then there are other opportunities like a training, work experience, and passport to employment that we are going to be talking about that a little bit more later in the podcast.
Bro, and I feel like you've kind of touched upon this question already. But for anybody who's not listening, who might not know what the term means, what does L&D actually mean in this context? What are you trying to do that perhaps a more standard employability service might not?
Yeah, so what we have seen is that in learning and development services, we focus a lot in training and skills. And we obviously do that as well in Only a Pavement Away. However, we find out that sometimes the skills are not necessarily the barrier. So many of our candidates come with so much experience and so many skills, but sometimes they just don't know how to share that, or they feel that is not enough, right? So what we're building here in L&D is maybe like a step backwards and making sure that people have that psychological readiness so that people feel safe enough, grounded enough, and self-aware enough. So when they get into that room, something that I love to say to our candidates is, I want you that when you get into that room, you know that you deserve to be there. So many times when it comes to interview preparation, people think that is, let me memorize these answers because this is what they want to hear. And what I keep saying to them is, I don't want you to memorize anything. I want you to own your story, recognize what you're good at, and share that. And that's what I really want them to do. Don't matter what you don't have. Focus on everything that you already have. And that's what I think that is what we're doing here, that is a little bit different than maybe other services.
Bro, and I think there'll be, you know, a running theme of this throughout this particular episode, but you come from a positive psychology background. Mm-hmm. How does that shape the way that you work with our candidates?
Yeah, so for everyone that is listening and they don't know what positive psychology is, it's an evidence-based approach in psychology. And what it proposes is instead of only focusing on the diagnosis or in the mental health illness or it needs to be fixed, what we focus on is what is already there. So we really focus on the strengths of the individual and we try to kind of like build from that instead of, okay, what is missing? So when it comes to the approach in psychology and what there is, you can find in the research is more things like resilience and optimism and compassion even, positive emotions or more pleasant emotions, like I like to say, like gratitude and creativity and joy. And in this specific scenario, the way that I'm shaping it, our L&D service is based on the strengths. So there is a moment when I didn't say this, but in our one-to-ones, we follow a workbook. And there is a module in that workbook where we focus only on strengths. So before I even start talking with my candidates about their work experience, I showed them a list of 24 strengths and I asked them, in what situations have you showed these? It's not even about, do you even have this? Because I know that they do. It's more about, tell me about a situation in your life. This can be in a personal setting. It can be in a professional with your community, with your family, that you have shown this. Because what I'm trying to show them is that it's already there. So that's why my background in positive psychology really shapes everything that I do in our one-to-ones, in our materials, and then in Passport to Employment as well.
Bro, and I think... you know, you talked about the one-to-ones and, you know, how that's been influenced by positive psychology. And I think the routes that you've set up, particularly for this year, we start with the one-to-ones and then Passport to Employment is seen as that next step when, you know, mm-hmm. they're kind of ready to kind of almost get into employment, but they just need a little bit more of a push. And it's such a key part of what we do in L&D. So for listeners that perhaps haven't come across us before, what is it, first mm-hmm. and foremost, and also why does it exist?
Yes, so Passport to Employment was already here before I arrived, so I cannot credit that to myself. But it's a beautiful opportunity that candidates have to experience hospitality, to feel it, and to really kind of see if this is something that they want to do, but in a very experiential way. So Passport to Employment is a week program, a group week program, where one of our employers that we partner with, they host this program. So it can be in a hotel or in a restaurant. And we create different experiences throughout the week where they can learn and they can make mistakes and they can try different things. And they can also prepare and connect with other people that are already in hospitality or that they also want to be in hospitality. So what do I do? What do we do? The first day, we get to know everyone and we kind of like create that sense of connection, sense of, I would like to say, belonging. And we have an introduction of hospitality and we have our host and they introduce themselves, introduce the venue that we're in, because sometimes it's a really impressive place. So we have been in really interesting hotels or really nice restaurants underground in London, which is really, really amazing. And we have a venue tour. And then during that first day, we have also some master classes. So this can be workshops where our candidates have the opportunity to try things. And again, I keep highlighting making mistakes and learning without the pressure of, oh, if I make a mistake, am I going to be out, right? No, just go and try and see if this is something that you enjoy. So we have done mocktail classes. We have done luxury dining. We have done... housekeeping arrangements and all of that. Then on the second, in the second day, what we do is we create workshops around hospitality skills. So this can be teamwork, this can be assertive communication, this can be problem solving. And then we also have on the third day, work experience day. So this day is really important and I think is the one that creates maybe more impact, at least that's what I think. And during this day, they just go and they either shadow someone from the department or they start working as well. They have a proper like shift. So again, this can be if we're working in a hotel, this can be in a housekeeping, this can be in the breakfast shift, this can be as a security guard, and so on. And then on the fourth day, we do interview kind of like preparation, and we invite some of the people from the, again, the venue, the place that we are, for them to have that kind of like mock interview experience. And also for the people from the hotel or the restaurant that we're working with, to get to know our candidates a little bit more. So this is kind of like that moment where they can share those life experiences, they can share those skills, and they have that opportunity to just know how a hospitality interview looks like in a setting of a hospitality venue. And at the end, we just celebrate with a graduation ceremony. It's a very simple but, at least for myself, impactful, where we give them some certificate. And we share some words. If the candidates want to share some words, they can do that as well. And then we just celebrate, because the way that we see it, passport to employment, is that moment where they might have already gone through one-to-one. So they did already did that inner work that I was talking about. Then they get into that passport to employment moment where they see it and they can see themselves working there. And now they're ready. They're ready to go. They're ready to get that employment and hopefully even in their own venue that we have just hosted the program. So it is there because it really helps them to just see themselves in hospitality and try things without the fear of maybe if I make a mistake, am I going to be out?
Thank you for the very in-depth explanation. And I feel like you've actually answered my next question. But if there's anything that you want to add to it, of course. What I was going to ask next was just if you could walk us through what the week actually looks like, which mm-hmm. I feel like you've done. And also, what does a candidate experience from day one through to the end?
For that second question that you just asked there, I will say, obviously, I will let our guest to tell us how her experience was. But from my end, when I am facilitating this week, I can definitely see them from day one feeling a little bit hesitant, feeling a little bit fearful, which is completely normal. I also feel a little bit anxious at the beginning because I don't know how is it going to go, the energy of the room. But from the day one, the first moment where everyone is a little bit more quiet, to maybe day two or day three when they just had the work experience, that you start seeing each personality with their uniqueness, and again, sorry for being a repeated record, but their strengths of each person it kind of gives me that meaning of why I do what we do and why Only a Pavement Away is here. So that's for me at least that experience that I can see is that flourishing of the candidate.
Brilliant. And is there a particular moment in that week that you find to be the most powerful as the facilitator, you know, something that perhaps doesn't get old, you know, no matter how many cohorts that you've done?
Well, I have so many moments that I will remember, but I guess thinking back is that morning after the work experience, because the afternoon before, everyone is super stressed. They ask me about their uniform, they ask me about their schedule, they ask me about what do I have to do. They ask all of this. And then the morning after, or if it was only half day, the moment after lunch, and they start telling me everything that they do. And I can see that in their eyes, how excited, because it's not only about what they do, but it's, I think, at least for what they have told me, is how they saw that it was possible for them. And they were actually, oh, actually, this was not that hard. I enjoyed this and I can see myself doing this. Sometimes maybe they got into a specific placement that they were not too sure about. And then they're like, oh, I can actually try this again and I really enjoy this. So I think that for me is the most important part. Obviously, there are so many during the week, but seeing that in their eyes and in their excitement, it's just a really nice thing to see.
Oh, it's a lovely answer. And what does success look like to you at the end of the cohort?
Look, obviously, I think numbers are important, of course, and we are trying to make sure that we then provide some type of placement, some of job opportunity after this program. But I have to be honest, I think for me it's that moment where I can see them, that transformation that happened only in a week, and is the connection that they do with the other people around the group. That for me is the success, because obviously I have seen them in a one-to-one setting where we have built rapport, we have built maybe that connection between them and myself. But then when they are in the program, when they are trying new things and they are maybe putting their hand up and participating, or even in the graduation when they are like, can I say something in front of new people? That for me is success, because that means that we did a really good job and that the candidate really put themselves out there and they did their best and they're feeling comfortable within themselves. And that for me is what matters. Then the numbers, I will leave that to my colleagues.
To me.
Yeah, that's your job.
I mean, all of these are good skills for the hospitality industry. This is all things that we're really trying to push for. And we actually have a lovely candidate who's volunteered their time today, who's taken part in Passport to Employment, and she's here ready to sort of share her experiences. So, Lena, would you like to do the introduction?
Of course. It's such an honour to have you here. So, everyone, this is Jamila. She was in our first cohort of Passport to Employment of the year. So, yeah.
Well, Jamila, thank you. And welcome to the podcast. It's really lovely to have you here. Could you start maybe just telling us just a little bit about yourself?
I'm Jamila. I'm living here around 3 years. I started looking for a job everywhere, but that's hard to find a job because different place, different community, different language, that's something it's really hard to face here. But I keep trying all the time. Working as a barista, as a hospitality, something is new for me, to be honest. Totally new, because my experience was in different things. When I started working as a barista at the beginning, I thought, oh, it's something hard for me to work like a barista and hosting people. But that was wonderful, something I'm enjoying to do. I like to serve people, to make them happy when they give them like a coffee, or everything about hospitality was amazing, to be honest.
Oh, thank you for sharing. And I think, you know, you are right, you know, kind of it's a new country, it's a new language, it's a completely new area for you. But the fact that, you know, you're throwing yourself into it and you're enjoying it, I think screams absolute testament for you and your resilience. What made you decide that you actually wanted to join the Passport to Employment course?
This program was amazing because I think they designed it for what we need to be part of this work, or how can I say it, just like marketing ourselves, if that's right word, just tell me, marketing ourselves for others, or for company, for cafes, or any places I want to work there. That's program, just when what they trainee need, they give us like a passport. At the end of this week, we have all skills we need, all confident we need to in interviews, or even in at the work in the same time. That's something was amazing. I think if you make it that again, I will happy to be part of that, because a lot of information, different, they give me a lot different of skills that helped me a lot.
Oh, fantastic. And was there a moment during the week that particularly stayed with you? Something that you perhaps felt was like a little bit of a turning point?
A lot of things, to be honest. A lot of moments, because all the time we have a good moments and sometimes funny moments. But to be honest, the best time in the program was when we play role play. Role play, okay. That was, to be honest, that's something I was very interesting. Why? Because like that's a practice for us. For every trainee in the program, to know exactly what he need to do or what he need to develop, and something was some interviews when they make with us interviews, that was amazing. Why? Because they give us a feedback that exactly what I need. Because I make like hundreds of interviews, but I didn't get any feedback. I don't know, because we get a feedback. I know exactly what I need all the time. If I have interview, I just read that before I go, because, okay, Jamila, focus in this. Jamila, please speak slowly. Jamila, make like that.
Brilliant. And I think the two examples that you provided, I think, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems that the common theme between them is that you're able to sort of take almost the theory element of it and then put it into practice. So, you know, the role playing, you know, actually sort of seeing how you would be, you know, as you're kind of developing those hospitality skills, but then also the interview practice as well, being able to sort of slow down, put it into practice, you know, see what kind of feedback comes from both. Would you say that was, that's a fair summary?
Yeah, exactly. That was really helped me a lot.
And you did your work experience at the Brasserie Sedel, one of London's most iconic restaurants. What was that like there, working as a barista?
The idea to work like a part of the program, that was amazing. And this was a good opportunity to work like a fancy restaurant. It's a fancy restaurant. I saw every steps they work in, how they serve the people, how they focus in every steps to give them the best cup of coffee for a people. Every details was amazing. I was really happy to have this experience. Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing in there. It's very beautiful. What would you say to someone that perhaps is hesitating a little bit about joining the program or joining a program like this?
Oh no, don't miss this opportunity. You will be regret, to be honest. This is the best opportunity. If you find it, just catch it. Hundreds of people, they will wish to have this opportunity.
Brilliant. Well, yeah, Jamila, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Before we get into our quick fire round, Lena, can you share one part of the programme that's made you really proud of Jamila?
Wow, so many, so many. Just the fact that she's here with us today and hearing all of her experience and her learnings and how much she enjoyed it really gives me a lot of like pride. But I guess back from the during the week, she was the joy. She was so giggly, so bubbly, trying to always find kind of like that comfort, also making me feel comfort as well as a facilitator, which is something that I really, really appreciate. And at the end, in the graduation, that moment was she stand up and she was the one that actually shared some words and said how she felt and her experience in front of all the people. And that for me was a moment where I was like, I know that Jamila is going to find a great experience here, but also in her future. She has so many nice strengths and skills, and I'm sure that her current employer and her future employers are going to be so lucky to have her. So yeah, so many different moments during the week.
It's not bad feedback, is it?
Yeah, that's really, thank you, Alina, so much. She is a good trainer and a good person, to be honest. She helped us with a lot of things and healing some things she didn't know about it. She just amazing person. Lena, thank you.
Thank you, Jamila.
Lovely. Okay, lovely positive note to end that set of questions on. Thank you both. And now we're going to kind of move into the last segment, which is the quick fire question round. So if you're ready, let's go for it.
Okay.
We'll go Lena then Jamila.
Mm-hmm.
Lena, what's your favorite food?
Right. So I am from Colombia. And in Colombia, in the coast, we have basically fried fish. This is like, it's called mojarra frita. And it is a fried fish, but it is a massive fish in your plate with coconut rice and then the most delicious plantain. But it's not sweet plantain. It's something that we call patacones. So these are like, again, fried. Sorry, it's a lot of fried food. So fried patacones, that is like more like a salty plantain. And it's crunchy. And I think that's my favorite food. Sorry, I cannot find it here in London. But
hopefully.
Yeah, maybe somewhere in Elephant and Castle I will find it.
Oh, there's got to be somewhere, absolutely. And Jamila, same question for you. What's your favourite food?
I'm from Yemen, Arabic country. I prefer a food like, it's called fahsa.
Mm.
Fahsa or fahsa. It's a traditional dish with a meat. It must be very hot. I like spicy food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it the spicier, the better?
Yeah. That's something really necessary for me.
Interesting. I wish I was a bit like that, but I'm absolute rubbish with spice.
Same.
So next question. If you could have dinner with any figure, past or present, who would it be and why?
To keep it with the theme of today's episode, I will say Martin Seligman. So he is the founder of positive psychology. So I already had the honor to kind of see him on a conference and ask him a question. But I would love to have a meal with him and ask him so many questions, but also maybe challenge some things. Positive psychology was founded in the 2000s. So I just want to see what has evolved and how we can keep applying in a better way.
And that's just an opportunity to completely nerd out.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. and then Jamila, who would you pick?
A hard question, but I think maybe King Charles.
Oh.
Because before I came here, I was just reading about him a lot. And I like his personality as well. His ideas, his thinking. He have amazing ideas about accept others' people, accept different background, from the, some things like that. I wish I can have a dinner with him.
Yeah, yes, yes. Well, you never know, you might be listening to the podcast. You keep an eye on your emails.
I hope.
And then final question is just, could you describe Passport to Employment in one word?
That one is a hard question.
Mm.
There's so many different words, but I guess I will go with belonging.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice one.
Hopefully.
And Jamila?
Oh, one word?
One word. Isn't I enough. Know, it's tough.
Isn't
it's
enough,
tough.
Yeah. Wonderful, maybe.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got belonging and wonderful, so
I'm doing something right here.
Yeah.
I can keep
not
my
idea. Well, brilliant. Well, thank you both for joining me today. And a big thank you as well to our sponsors at Stonegate Group. We wouldn't be able to do this without your support. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for the next one. And until then, see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.